Fire Chief Tim Harris, thank you very much for doing this and joining us today. The fact that the weather's warming up and I guess the ice is getting thin, especially on waterways, how much do we need to stress to stay off the ice?
Very much, absolutely. It's a critical time of year. The ice is not safe at all. We have no way of knowing, especially on the Peace River. The ice actually erodes from underneath, so from the top it still looks good and is covered in snow. But as the warmer water is coming down, the weather's warming in the watershed for the river, that ice is being eroded from underneath, and it is very dangerous right now. And notice even on the ice there's some spots that are opening up already. It just shows the frailty of the ice right now. So I can't stress enough for people to stay off the ice. If they did go out on the Peace River and through that ice, the current would sweep them away and they'd be gone in an instant. So if people can stay off the ice and even stay off the riverbanks, that would be the best.
How tough is it to in rescue operations to you stress that you stay off the ice, but people still go on the ice and they get themselves in trouble. How tough is it to look at a situation like that and unfortunately have to respond?
It's very tough, and if it was on the Peace River, we probably wouldn't even go out there because it is too dangerous for our guys. It is such a strong current on the Peace River. When people fall through the ice, maybe on a lake or some sort of standing water where there's no current, they can generally hold on to the edge of the ice. In the Peace River, because of that current, it will pull you away and you won't be able to hold on to the edge, so you'll get swept underneath and be gone. So the best form of rescue or anything for this is prevention, and that is stay off the ice. It is not worth going out there for anything right now. So,
Chief Tim Harris, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you.